dial your mailbox number and press pound.
Who's this?
Sorry, we are not able to match your password with your mailbox number at this time.
Yes.
Dial your area code and mailbox number, then press pound.
Oh.
To send your message, press 5.
Why?
Or press star to cancel your mailbox number.
Okay.
To leave a number where you can be... Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. Hello?
This is Lieutenant Colonel Frank Slade.
8:26 a.m.
All right, dude, that was way scramble talk message. But not as scramble talk as I was last night when you called me. Dude, I had just been at a fucking Giants game, and then we went for like a 15-mile bike ride, and I came back, we went over to Fish Market for dinner, and we drank a bottle of wine, and I had just the one ball game and the party and the ball game, 2, the bike ride, 3 strikes with the fucking big dinner with a bottle of wine, and I was out like rock. All I know is that phone was like a car alarm, a bank alarm, a house alarm, everything going off at once. Took me 5 minutes to figure out where the hell phone was and what the noise was, and then I picked it up, and I guess my message was going off in the background, and I couldn't figure out what was going on, and you ended up having to tell me, hey, my answering machine's still going. I was in bad shape. I mean, I was in good shape because I was just out cold sleeping, and I was enjoying it, like, loving it. But anyway, so instead of me calling you this morning and doing like I normally do in Rouse, I decided I'd let you sleep. So anyway, later.
End of message.
Do you try to get your voice lower and lower? Do you work on it every message lower and lower?
Do you know why I stopped voicemail box land? Do you really want to know why? One of the reasons was because Ronald Redball said mean things about what my ex-roommate was saying behind my back and agreeing with her. You know, just to get under my skin, which is nothing personal. He liked to do that to everybody, but kind of upset me. So I kind of just stopped. I kind of pulled away.
Accessing mailbox 4.
End of message.
Hello.
End of message.
Please enter your passcode.
Well, I'm so glad you called in to see if the message had changed. And yes, indeed, it is in the process of changing at this very moment.
What? What's that idea? I'm totally lost and confused. See, you have to make a point before you start saying these things. You have to put across the point of what the crackpot idea is. I mean, it could be anything, absolutely anything. What am I supposed to leave it up to my own discretion or what? And I'm saying, come on, dude. Anyway, I guess I have to clap, but I did would be like, I don't know, I'll have to think about that one.
Hello? Hello?
8819. Hi, this is Sherry. I had a crazy message from a couple of crazy guys, and this was one of the phone numbers. Anyway, you told me to call you back. I am, but I guess we're going to play voicemail tag. How fun. It's about 1:19 a.m. right now, and I just woke up and for some crazy reason decided to check my messages. So, hi. Give me a real phone number where I can really talk to you. Okay? 236. Bye.
End of message. Saturday, 1:39 p.m. from
John.
Dave, this is John Eater, and you owe for your mailbox November, December, and January $27. You can send the check to John Eater in Los Altos, or you may call me at 408.
You may start your message now. Press pound when you finish your entry. Or press star to exit. Group number 10 does not exist. You may need to dial a new area code first. Mailbox 128 does not exist. You may need to dial a new area code first. You have entered too many invalid parameters. You will now exit voicemail. Goodbye. Mailbox 14088819 does not exist. Mailbox 8819 does not exist.
You may start your message now.
Press pound when you finish your entry. Or press star to exit.
I am unable to respond at this time. I will contact you later.
He turned on us despite the dreadful things he did. Dismantling him was the most difficult.
We have analyzed your vocal capabilities, being unable to withstand us. If you defend yourself, you will be punished.
Thank you for calling, and welcome to Mailbox 8819. For the next minute and 53 seconds, sit back, relax, close your eyes, and listen to the soft, dreaming meditation music on Mailbox 8819.
Your message now. Hello.
Picture yourself in a big, huge house, and you own it, and you have all this money from a business that you did, and it worked, and so you're able to relax and put on that record and just listen to that song and stare out the window. And when you stare out the window, there's all these like fields of just flowers, leaves, and trees and stuff. And you just look out that window and you kind of just dream, and you're actually like in Ireland or something, and you're just completely free. It's like you don't have to be anywhere, anytime. And your friend's in the other room, so it's not like you're totally alone, but you're like totally like relaxed and no worries. That would be kind of close to nirvana, huh?
End of message.
Lingering at the tattered fringe of your consciousness, flooding your awareness with bold new waves of sound, sweeping you inexorably toward grand new vistas of being.
The National National Cynical Network. National Cynical Network.
Now that's one movie of Steven Spielberg's that he didn't re-edit. There have been no special editions of any Steven Spielberg. There have been no special editions of those movies. It's odd. He's done everything else.
Why?
Mo?
Why?
Mo?
Mo?
Meh. Meh.
Meh.
Mo. Mimic? Don't look at the reverb machine, Marion. Don't look at the reverb machine.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Keep your eyes shut, Marion.
No, no.
It's
no.
Beautiful.
He keeps saying it's beautiful, and then he blasts
beautiful.
Himself with white noise.
It's beautiful.
Well, I don't see what's so beautiful about it.
I'll open it.
Yes, Raiders of the Lost Boombox, coming to a theater near you.
It's beautiful.
I'm gonna blow up the Sony, Renee.
Don't do that.
Blow
don't
it that. Back to God.
Thursday, 3:21 a.m.
I'm starting to.
Are you pirating?
I be a pirate. I sail the phone lines looking for buried treasure.
Well, baby, I'm your
boyfriend. Come here and stand by me, laddie. The old captain needs a young Sin Whisper Sin lad.
Aye, Captain.
Come a bit closer and let me squeeze you close. There, you can sit on me shoulder like me parrot.
Could you help out a 49er?
October 2nd, 1:46 a.m.
Did I tell you at your store there was a fight and someone got thrown through one of the plate glass windows in the front of the store and shattered it completely? Cost about $1,200 to fix. I'm not bullshitting you. I was going over to Old Miller to watch the movies with Keitra, and we saw all these police cars and fire trucks and ambulances by your work. I figured like there was a robbery or something happened. I stopped. There's some dude like holding his arm up with all these bandages all around it. I didn't even notice at first. I like looked over and I was like, something's not right. My mind just like picked up on something wasn't right. Then I realized there was glass all over and I looked and I said, why is there glass everywhere? And I thought like maybe a car window got broken or something. Then I look and notice all this glass hanging and suddenly a piece falls and goes boom and shatters. They had to rip the whole front of this door off. They're going to do it Tuesday to fix it. And that's what happened. So Rodney was like, Scott's all, hey, whatever, standard Scott. He was just leaving when the fight started. He was going to Taco Bell, and he's like, something's going to happen. Anyways, call me later.
End of message, 1:35 a.m.
Hello there, this is Joey Buttafuoco. How do you go? Okay, this is the Joey Buttafuoco production, wholly owned subsidiary of Buttafuoco Productions Incorporated of New York. So, yeah. Wait a minute, don't I live in New Jersey? Hello? Buttafuoco. It's a way of life. It's also a new video game for the Super Nintendo system. The Buttafuoco Trials. Only on Nintendo NES system. Okay? Okay, bye.
You may start your message now. That is not a valid mailbox number.
The movie will begin in 5 months. The minor point pronounced. All those unseated will await the next show. We filed slowly through the hall.
You've reached Hot Men in Leather. For kinky bisexual firefighters, press 1. For the teacher's pet, press 2. For that military fantasy, press 3. Remember, if you're under 18, hang up now. $3.95 for the first minute, 75 cents each additional minute. We also have an added attraction, the Buttafuoco line. You can call Feliciano 8819 and hear the fantasies of Joey Buttafuoco live. That's only a special one-time charge of $24.95. Visa and MasterCard are accepted. Thank you for calling.
Today. This is Sherry. I hope you're feeling good too. Please leave me your name. Don't forget your telephone number and any message, and I'll get back to you just as soon as I possibly can. Have a feel good day. Talk to you soon. Bye.
I feel nice. I feel good.
You may start your message now.
don't feel the same anymore.
In a world where women don't feel fresh,
I need some sort of protection. Something freshening.
In a world without Summer's Eve douche.
Dad? Dad?
Yes, son?
Have you ever looked at me? I mean what I've got down below.
Why, no, son. I had my eyes gouged out by buzzards.
I'd like you to look at this.
So powerful that they can enter our minds and control our thoughts, taking away our God-given free will. I think the American people deserve the right to decide whether they want their children to be in school with mutants, to be...
Hurry!
There's no mystery, however, to the story I'm about to tell you. And now back to the...
It's over at last, Ed. The whole story. That was what really brought on the blind rage, wasn't it, Ed? And now you suddenly stop, because it's all you remember, isn't it? A blinding rage, a gun flash, a murder.
And that's your story, is it, Jameson?
Yes. 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 Yes.
No, I don't know. Why does this have to happen to me? Frank, bring in the suspect.
Oh, please, I just want some rest.
You wait, like I told you.
Funny, isn't it? You...
Let that whistle be your signal each Wednesday night at this same time. Brought to you by the Signal Oil Company, marketers of Signal gasoline and motor oil and fine quality automotive accessories. It may save a life, possibly your own. Featured in tonight's story were Will and Betty Lou Gerson. Produced and directed by George W. With story by Frank and music by Will. And was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. Next Wednesday, for a full half hour over most of these stations, tune in as well. Marvin Miller speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 46 of Midnight Voice Jail, Feel Beautiful. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and the National Cynical Network. The FAQ for this series can be found at www.geocities.com/voicejail. The National Cynical Network home site is at www.nationalcynical.com. Stay tuned or check the station's program listings for information on when the next episode will air. You can write the National Cynical Network at voicejail@yahoo.com. Until next time, thanks to all voice jailers everywhere, and thanks for listening.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.